tape is not a complete full-length recording of the original seance. Part of the seance was personal to Mrs. Crete, and only the general and interesting remarks made by Stephen Ward have been re-recorded for replay to the public.
This seance was recorded on June the 22nd, 1972, medium Elizabeth Flint.
Tell me about yourself if you can. That'll be very interesting.
I do a little wrestling work. You know, I think I told you ages ago that apart from learning as much as I can over here, I'm very anxious to do some sort of service, and I've now become extremely interested in rescue work, and I have a group of chaps, you know, all of us, we go out together and do rescue work. We recently did a great deal in regard to the recent accident, you know, the air accident.
Yes.
Helping people over. Crowds of people come over here sometimes, you know, through some major disaster or something of that sort. And we go out and we endeavour to help people, because often when people first leave the body, they don't really know what's happened to them. I remember when I first sort of left the body, I was a bit bewildered, and one does need help, you know.
Yes. And you got it, didn't you?
Oh yes, I had bags of it. I mean, so many people were very kind and helpful to me. First few days, I suppose it must have been days, I was rather bewildered and sort of rather curious as to know what was going on. And indeed, as a matter of fact, for a while I sort of drifted between the two worlds, you might say, listening to people's conversations on your side and seeing what was developing in regard to my troubles and affairs, you know.
Yes.
It was all very bewildering. Well, it's sort of like living in two worlds at the same time.
Oh, yes.
But that's going back a bit. I'm perfectly all right now. I've no regrets, and I'm settled down, and I'm happy. And as I told you, I'm doing a certain amount of rescue work.
Yes.
With a group of friends here. I often come and see you, even though I don't perhaps have much opportunity to speak, at least not as much as I used to. I'm hoping now that I should be able to get back occasionally and have a chinwag.
Oh, yes, it would be lovely. I love to hear you saying anything that is happening round me of which nobody knows. So that is...
Oh, in other words, you want me to keep my eyes open and see what you get up to or what happens around you and then come through and tell you.
No, not that.
What do you mean exactly?
Well, what I do mean that when I'm here by myself, nobody near me, you may come and see me and mention different things that I have been doing or saying or something.
But that's exactly what I said.
That's experience.
In other words, to prove to you that I know what goes on. Is that what
yes, that's right.
Well, gosh, yes, I'm often doing that. Well, I've met so many interesting people. I've met Churchill.
Oh, have you?
Yes. And, well, not only Churchill, but lots of people who were associated with, well, with government, for instance.
Yes.
I mean, one always assumes, I don't know why one should, but one does, that usually politicians are very dull people. Well, some of them may well be on earth, but I must say I've had many a laugh and a joke and some very happy times with Churchill. He's also, of course, as you probably know, very interested in art, in painting.
Yes, I know.
And since I'm a something of an artist myself, although I never really developed it to the extent I might have done, we have a lot of discussion on that. And of course, I've met many great painters over here. I've met people like Constable, whose work I admired very much. Not that he was a portrait artist, but he was very talented, and actually he could do portraits. He didn't do very many, just a few, mostly landscapes. And of course I've met a lot of people who, in their own age, you know, were remarkable men,
yes,
and women for that matter. As a matter of fact, I've met Florence Nightingale, and I found her very chatty, very amusing, and much wittier than you'd have thought possible.
Oh, John Hall?
No, Florence Nightingale. Well, oh, also, lines. Yes, I see. I've met a lot of people who are interested in various things, of course.
Yes,
but,
yes.
I suppose it is that one has this idea that the Victorians were very dreary in that. But actually, going back, it's extraordinary. Some of these people that one might have thought were rather dull, they're very amusing, very bright, very intelligent. Of course, Florence Nightingale was quite a remarkable woman. And she's been talking to me and telling me a great deal about her early years, you know,
yes.
when she went out to the Crimea and all that, where she really started something. She was really one, if not the first suffragette, I think.
Mm.
I think she must have been the very first suffragette, didn't you?
She was.
Well, in a kind of way,
oh.
yes. I mean, Mrs. Pankhurst was probably the
Pankhurst,
first.
Pankhurst, yes.
No, but I think Florence Nightingale was, in a kind of way, a suffragette. You know, she stuck up for women and the right for women to do things. I mean, she went out and started the nursing system, didn't she?
Yes, yes.
Oh, yes, she's quite a character. She's been around here occasionally. One day, perhaps, she'll come and speak to you. I look back on my life and I think to myself, if only I had been more intelligent. Well, I was intelligent, but I was running after the wrong people all the time. That was
yes,
my trouble.
Yes, unfortunately, you can't tell whether you're...
Anyway, I'm perfectly happy now and I've no regrets. And it's wonderful to talk to you again, and I'll come and talk to you again if I can next week.
Yes. Okay.